This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Among the world leaders converging on New York this week for a United Nations summit is Mikhail Saakashvili. He is the president of the Republic of Georgia, the former Soviet republic. Mr. Saakashvili is an American-educated lawyer who led Georgia's Rose Revolution last year. He came to our New York bureau to talk about one area of reform that his government has undertaken, reforming the police.
Basically, we had one of the most corrupt police forces, and the way it functioned was very simple. Government told the policemen, you are supposed to be out there, keep order, you need to have some kind of cars, but we are not going to buy for you any cars, we are not going to put in any gasoline in that cars, you have to get money for it yourselves. You need to wear some kind of uniforms, we don't care where you get them from, and you also should sustain yourself. I mean, of course, because we are not going even to pay you, because the payment was pretty symbolic, and not only you have to take bribes from the people, but you also have to share part of your corrupt income with your superiors, I mean, with the government that appointed you.
The cop was a thug with the franchise from the government to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was it was. And so what we did, I mean, for the first few months, we tried to change their attitudes. You know, we urged them to be honest, you know, increase their pay. It didn't help. So in the end, basically 80 to 90% of all policemen were fired.
How many individuals are we talking about?
We are talking about 25 to 30,000 people.
All of them fired?
Yeah. And it was pretty visible. Now, people thought that we would have disaster because it was in the beginning of holiday season. They thought that we would have a real chaos with traffic disasters. Nothing like of this sort has happened, because what it proved was that this police was not only producing order, it was producing disorder. Mm-hmm. So then we had the new guys recruited, and it took us 2 to 3 months to find good guys and to give them initial training at an academy which is sponsored by the U.S. But what we also did, we gave them new nice uniforms that look very much unlike the old Soviet ones. We gave them new nice German cars, American radios, the U.S. kind of looking badges, and the main thing which we gave them...
Appearances are important here, you say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But besides, we gave them 20 times, in some cases, higher salaries. Which they
20 times higher salary?
Well, we are talking roughly, I mean, they used to get like $30 to $40, and we got them minimum salary now. Minimum one is $300 to $400, but we are talking
per week,
about many.
Per week.
These are monthly, but for Eastern Europe, these are pretty high salaries.
Now, and what do you do with the 30,000 cops you fired? Are they barred forever from becoming police officers? Are they barred from public employment? What happens to them?
No, first of all, most of them did have savings because they were corrupt and they had money. You know, in the beginning, we had trouble recruiting people because many people wouldn't take jobs. It had such a bad reputation. Now there is a long line of applicants.
Is the crime rate in Tbilisi lower today than it was 3 years ago, say?
You know what? If you look at figures, it's much, much higher. But I'll tell you why. Because police in the old system would not register crimes. Many people wouldn't even bother for going to the police because it was extra headache. Now people, for even the small family conflict, one of the spouses will go and call the police. Or somebody, I mean, I had neighbors that, say, lose their key, and they would call the police and say, I mean, we lost our keys, can you please help us to open the door? And all these cases get registered. But I think that the overall picture of crime has decreased. The old police used to beat up people. They basically used what amounted to torture to extort the evidence. And new police force was educated and is controlled in a way where nothing like this, there is zero tolerance towards torture. Zero tolerance. Everybody thought that there was no way to keep crimes checked unless you occasionally beat them up or menace them with beating them up or blackmail them into something. No. Our example showed that you can reverse the crime trend even by being civilized.
Well, President Saakashvili, it's very good to talk with you once again.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Mikhail Saakashvili is the president of Georgia. He's in New York attending the session of the General Assembly of the United Nations.